This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 612.
Happy New Year! It is 2019, and today we have a New Year's episode prompted by a New Year's-y question from Vega, who asks,
what are your writing goals for 2019, both in storycraft and in business? And where possible, could you quantify your goals, such as word count, copies sold, income earned, etc.?
Well, in storycraft and books done and whatnot, I've had a very rough couple of years in terms of writing and the writing business, because death in the family and a whole bunch of subsequent crap has really put a dent into my writing time, and we've wound up living on the road. So all this time that we've been talking here so pleasantly every day, we're moving from place to place every few weeks because we have responsibilities to family and other stuff like that, so we don't have a place to hang our hat right now. So, first writing goal for 2019 is to finish the three books that I have in progress right now. Those books are the Ninth Clark Lantham Mystery, which is about half done, the Autodidact's Bible, which is about half done, and Deep Characterization, which is, I don't know how done it is, because that's the one I've looked at least. Want to get those finished in the first couple of months of this year so I can clear the decks for returning to the big series, which is an albatross that's been hanging around my neck for almost 30 years now in one form or another. I want to put that thing to bed. And that project on its own. The other three together comprise about 90 to 180,000 words worth of work, depending on how long some of them wind up being. And the big series, well, that it's got, what, about 1 million words left to go? 600,000-700,000 words left to go, something like that. So that's going to be a big one. I really, really, really want to put that to bed and ship it this year. And I should be able to, depending on the breaks. Because the other thing I have to do this year is build a house. Okay, I have to do all the groundwork for building a house. We are just about at the end of our wanderings, and we have some land we're moving on to, and the land has nothing there. No septic, no electricity, no nothing. So I have to install our utility systems and get a small temporary shelter up so that we will be able to continue doing our thing, recording our audiobooks, doing our podcasts, and writing, and hunker down through the next winter so that we can then build the house the following year, with any luck. So that's so business goals for this year are to finally establish a permanent office, an actual, like, have a place to park the office, which we've been towing around with us all over the bloody country. And then for in another couple of years, build an actual office. But the mobile office has everything in it that we need to function. It's got the recording studio. It's got the desks. It's got the networking setup. Put it all in there. So finding a place to, where we have the place now, huh? I just have to find the exact spot and level it so that we can park the office. But there's 4,000 miles between here and there. It's going to be a long drive. Copies sold, income earned. Frankly, if I could get to next year and not have to take anyone else's audiobooks next year, I would consider that a major success.
By next year.
By 2020. If I could start 2020 very confident that for 2020 I wouldn't have to do anyone else's audiobooks, that would be fantastic. Right now, that's one of our major income streams, is doing other people's audiobooks. So if I could avoid doing that, that would be fantastic. And my other major business goals this year involve my own audiobooks. I've been doing other people's audiobooks for so many years now, I need to get mine out. So we did the Becoming an Everyday Novelist, which we still have to post to the rewards feed, because the patrons have earned that. And then I've got, and then she was gone, and Hadrian's flight in progress, and I've got all of them lined up, and I'm just going to keep knocking through them as other things permit me to have booth time, which is a little bit less easy than it sounds like it ought to be, considering the booth is about 10 feet from where I'm sitting right now. So, those are the big one. And the last big business goal is to finish the diversification process. We've talked on and off, sometimes directly, sometimes obliquely this year. All of us, both us here and you guys with me, sometimes privately, sometimes on the show, about the problems that are materializing for people who are in the speech business as payment processors decide to try to use their position of power as a bottleneck in the money flow chain to police and shape the culture according to their own particular predilections. And some of those predilections, I don't think are all that bad, and some of them are not quite my bag, but the game theoretics of the situation are really, really, really bad for anybody in the culture business. Even if you're on the side in a particular culture war of the people who are doing the pinching. Because any weapon that you hand to one group of people who you agree with can be used by anyone else. And the guards do change. And we have seen through the history of this country and the history of Europe successive waves of repressive censorship come in from the left, from the right, from parts on the political spectrum that we don't have words for anymore because they haven't been relevant for the last 80 years. But the bad old days are coming back in that sense. And so the biggest business goal we have for this year is to get ourselves on such a footing that we are very, very well insulated, or at least as well insulated as possible, in terms of the ability to get money for the work that we're doing, so that we will be less susceptible to the grudges of a disgruntled fan or a friend of a friend who doesn't approve of an association that I have had at some point in the past, or someone who is upset about an idea I voice in an interview, or whatever it is that happens to set off someone in this culture of authoritarian borderlines that we seem to find ourselves in the middle of. And hopefully this situation won't last all that long, but I expect it to be difficult for people in the culture business for the next 5 to 10 years, because the country and the world are undergoing some fairly predictable paroxysms as we try to figure out how things work now that the way the world used to work isn't relevant. And when that happens, people get panicky and they start trying to assuage their own panic by controlling the behavior and thoughts of others. So my biggest business interest in this coming year is to make sure that my family can survive that, and that my career can survive that, though that's a secondary consideration, frankly. Could get dangerous out there, guys. Keep your heads down and keep your principles close to your vest. But those are my goals. So let's say word count, I would be absolutely ecstatic to hit 750,000 words this year. My previous high water mark is something like 480,000, so that's pretty ambitious. But it's possible. I also want to sell a few more articles this year. I think it's time to go back into the article writing business, because there's a lot of stuff that's spinning off of this show that makes good standalone articles. There are parts of the writing craft that used to be implicit in the culture because we grew up with a common mythology and common ideas about how culture works. There were things about writing and the arts that everybody understood. And a lot of those things have been lost, and it's been showing up sort of between the lines in a lot of questions on this show. So I want to be doing some writing about how the arts works and the function they serve in keeping society healthy. I think that's a really important thing. So I'll be writing more articles this year and trying to sell them to outlets that are bigger than just me. And so, word count? 700,000 odd, 700, 800 would be great. Novels finished. I want to finish the three books I'm working on now. One of which is a novel, and then the Cabracon books, and then maybe a couple more nonfiction books that I've got in the hopper, like the Big Book of Formulas and some other stuff like that. And the other big secret goal, it's not so secret, is I want to get back to the fiction podcast. I really miss that direct contact with my fiction audience. I find the direct contact with you guys to be fantastic and very invigorating. And I miss having that kind of contact with my fiction audience. So in the best of all possible worlds, I'll actually bring the fiction podcast back next year. But we'll see. What are some of your guys' goals? Send them in if you want. I'll read them on the air. Send them in under a pseudonym if you would like a broadcast record of what you are intending to do that you can reference next year, but you don't want everybody to know who you are even by just your first name, which is all I usually use on the show. Send some in. I'll have an episode where I read a bunch of them out, or I'll have a few episodes. And let me know what you guys are up to. Happy New Year, guys. Whether good or bad, I hope the next year is fantastic for your writing. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.